Al-Bayan Radio presents an explanation of Riyadh al-Salihin presented by Mazin al-Bizri.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ilahi al-Awwalin wal-Akhirin, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, dear respected listeners, alhamdulillah, welcome to our series Riyadh al-Salihin, the explanation of the book for Imam al-Nawawi. And getting straight into our lesson for this session, the second hadith in the chapter of As-Sidq, the chapter of truthfulness, the second hadith in which Imam An-Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi recorded, عن أبي محمد الحسن ابن علي ابن أبي طالب رضي الله عنهما قال حفظت من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دع ما يريبك إلى ما لا يريبك فإن الصدق طمأنينة والكذب ريبة رواه الترمذي وقال حديث صحيح. Upon the authority of Abu Muhammad al-Hasan ibn Ali radiyallahu anhuma. Now this, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, was the grandson of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, whose kunya was Abu Muhammad. He is Hasan al-Hasan Abu Muhammad, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhuma, who said, I memorized from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the following words, where he said, da' ma yaribuk, leave off that which puts you in doubt to that which does not put you in doubt. For indeed, truthfulness is ease of the heart. Truthfulness is that which one finds ease in the heart, calmness or confidence and tranquility. Whereas lies leaves one with a feeling of doubt or suspicion or uncertainty. And this hadith was collected by Imam At-Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi. So we learn in this hadith, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the words of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam when he said to leave off that which puts you in doubt. In other words, leave off that which you are doubtful over its permissibility. Leave off those things which do not give your heart a sense of ease, or those things which you have no confidence in terms of their being halal or haram. Leave off those things which you find the heart not being tranquil as to whether that thing is permissible. And so one leaves off these things which cause a doubt in the heart and goes towards those things which do not leave a doubt in the heart. This hadith, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, was also recorded by Imam An-Nawawi in his 40 ahadith, al-ahadith al-arba'un. And we see that this hadith is something which is very broad in its scope. It is a hadith which is all-inclusive and very comprehensive, especially when dealing with issues of wara', dealing in issues of ihtiyat, dealing in issues of being cautious. No doubt a Muslim tries his best or her best to learn the halal, to learn the haram. Now in between these matters, there are doubtful matters. There are grey areas in which one is not confident as to whether they are permissible or not. And this is where in reality, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, that one can take caution in this area or in these areas, these grey matters, that one can take caution and thereby increasing what is known as wara', this type of God-fearingness, this quality of piety. Many of the ulama, the scholars of fiqh, in fact, you find in their books and in their sayings when it comes to the rulings of the acts of worship or those actions in which deal with purity, with purification, this was the path that they would take. And that is the path of caution, the path of leaving off those things which are doubtful. An example of that is where, for example, one's clothing was contaminated by najasa. Let's say, for example, some type of najasa, some type of impurity. For example, let's use urine coming onto one's clothing. And so the person was unsure. Did this urine come onto the front of the clothing or to the back of the clothing? And so if he washes the front, then this type of doubt remains in the heart of the person, remains in the mind of the person, as to maybe this najasa, this impurity, was at the rear of the garment, for example. And if he washes the rear of the garment or the other side of the garment, again, he has some type of doubt as to possibly maybe this najasa was on the front of the garment. And so, what is the path of caution in this matter? To remove this doubt, then one would wash both or wash the whole garment. And so this is a way, or one of the ways, to remove this riba, to remove this doubt. Another example of this is, for example, in our salah, in our prayer. A person at times prays his prayer and then has doubt. Have I performed two rak'ah, two units, or is this my third unit? And so he's unable to come to what he has performed, is unable to find out exactly what he has performed, therefore having doubt. And so if he decides or she decides that it is two, this doubt remains in the mind as to maybe it was three. And so if he decides it was three, realizes that maybe it was only two. So you find a person continuing or having this continual doubt in their mind. So what does one do here? We learn here that the sunnah, the correct course of action, is that one should build upon that which they are sure of. In other words, build upon the lesser number. Just like if one is doubtful, is this rak'ah number four? Is this the fourth unit of prayer? Or is this the third? Then he builds off what is lower than that. And he builds off the third, saying that this is number three. So always work off that which is the lowest number. So we find, in essence, this hadith is a great principle, principle in our deen, especially when it comes to the areas of fiqh, in that one leaves off those things which put you in doubt and go for that which does not place you in doubt. We see also in the practice or employing this method and this hadith and this principle throughout not only our acts of worship but also in other areas, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we find a great lesson for ourselves, our own souls, our own nafs, in that if one employs this method of leaving that which is doubtful, you find it will bring about this confidence and this tranquility, this calmness for the soul, the heart. For no doubt, if one, especially those who are, as the ulama would say, hayya al-qalb or ahya al-qulub, those who have hearts which are spiritually awake and aware, no doubt if they fall into doubtful areas, you find that their heart constantly blames them and constantly causes this type of anxiety and worry. Was what I did correct? If only I had done this and this, maybe that would have been better. So you find this person blaming himself or herself over that action which caused a type of doubt, that action in which they were not sure of. And so by employing this principle, we are training our nafs to stick with that which brings about tuma'nina, that which brings about this confidence and does away with this type of anxiety or worry or doubt. Now the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he said in this hadith, فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ tuma'nina. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the benefit of this hadith and why this hadith was mentioned under the chapter of truthfulness, and this is due to the words of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam when he said that truthfulness, telling the truth and being honest, being truthful, this is exactly what this does. It brings about this confidence, this ease, and it does away with doubt. For telling the truth, brothers and sisters in Islam, the result of that will be this type of calmness in the heart, in oneself, this type of confidence. And no doubt that one who tells the truth never has any regret. One who tells the truth, you don't find this person saying, I wish I had done such and such. Because as we have said before, that telling the truth, being honest, being truthful, this is what saves a person in dunya, in this life, as well as the next. And those who are truthful, as-sadiqoon, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes them to be successful due to their truthfulness. And this is why, if you have anyone that you know, whether it be a friend or family or someone who you know who is known for their truthfulness, known for their honesty, you will find that person, think about that person, you will see that person is one who is, has these qualities of tuma'nina, these qualities of of calmness, these qualities of يعني confidence, you find because of their truthfulness, they don't have this fear or this anxiety or these doubts. This person you find doesn't have regrets. Had I done this, had I done that, if only I had performed this action, or if only I had said this, you find these people who are known for their truthfulness, they don't have these regrets, brothers and sisters in Islam. Why? Because they have told the truth. وَالَّذِي صَدَقَ نَجَى. And one who has told the truth, wallahi, has been saved, has been put on a right path. As for the telling of lies, as for being dishonest, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam shows us that this, brothers and sisters in Islam, is that which brings about doubt, that which causes feelings of suspicion. And this is why you find that the first person to have doubt, the first person, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, to find this unease in themselves is the one who tells lies. He is the first one that is affected by this doubt and has these feelings of doubt and suspicion. He is the one who asks himself or herself, will the people believe me? Or will they know that I am a liar? In many cases you find this one who tells lies, the one who is dishonest, if he informs you of something, you find they are very quick to use the name of Allah, swearing and making an oath by the name of Allah, saying, wallahi, wallahi, I did such and such. Wallahi, I said such and such. Wallahi, I am truthful. Resorting to making oaths, swearing by Allah, so that people don't have any suspicions about his words, or about his actions, or about this information that he's informed of. An example of this is the munafiqun, the hypocrites, who would swear by Allah that they never said such words. However, they are in doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us of this in Surah At-Tawbah, when Allah said, وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ وَهَمُّوا بِمَا لَمْ يَنَالُوا. In verse 74 of Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described to us the words of the munafiqun, saying they swear by Allah that they did not say anything against the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, while they had said the word of disbelief and disbelieved after their pretense, their pretending of Islam, and planned that which they were not to attain. In other words, they had planned the murder of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the telling of lies and dishonesty, without a doubt, is that which brings suspicion, which brings doubts, which brings a type of worry to a person. And he himself, that person themselves, falls into doubt. And this doubt continues and it causes a type of disturbance in their heart and in their own selves. So this hadith teaches us, dear brothers and sisters, to leave off these lies. This hadith shows us the obligation of leaving off lies. It shows us the obligation of being honest, of telling the truth. Because as we have said, and as Rasulullah said in the hadith, the telling of lies and dishonesty is that which brings about doubt and suspicion. And as for truthfulness and telling the truth and being honest, then this is what brings tumatnina. This is what brings rest and calmness to oneself. And it brings about a type of confidence, which wallahi we are all in need of. We also understand from this hadith, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we should leave off the shubuhat, those grey areas, those doubtful matters as to whether they are halal or haram, those things which we are not sure of, their being halal or haram. And we should proceed with that which is clear in its being halal. For so whosoever stays away from the shubuhat, the doubtful matters, as Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned in another hadith, one who stays away from the grey areas, these doubtful matters, no doubt has safeguarded his or her religion as well as their honour. We also understand, brothers and sisters in Islam, that as-sidqu, telling the truth and truthfulness, it gives rise to confidence, it gives rise to ease of the heart and tranquility and courage, and it gives one great self-esteem, as well as gaining people's trust. Whereas lies and being dishonest, this gives rise to doubts, to hesitation. It brings about fear. It brings about humility, being humiliated, as well as a lack of trust amongst the people. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from as-sadiqeen, those who are known for their truthfulness and known for their honesty. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَمَوْلَاهُ وَجَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.